Hey, welcome back to the Think Bigger Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Justin Stoddart. Excited today to help you master communication. We are in a market where buyers and sellers are needing leadership, and they need you to not only understand the market, but to understand how to communicate with them. Today's episode, I have a master of communication, and he is going to teach us how to better communicate, how to a bit more effectively lead our prospective and our current clients. Join us. This is going to be a great episode. So the big question is this: how do those of us in the real estate industry with crazy amounts of ambition, how do we think bigger than the building of our own empires? How do we simultaneously seek success and significance, income and impact? My name is Justin Stoddart, and this is the Think Bigger Real Estate Show. Again, very excited to be back with you today. Thank you for joining us. We're going to talk about communication, folks. And this is something that you will always need to be good at. But especially in times like these where there is uncertainty in the marketplace, when the market is consistently trending up or consistently trending down, people can kind of guess what to expect. But when the market is up and down, people need leadership. Now is such an opportunity for those of us in the real estate industry to step up and lead. But we can only do that when we communicate and we know how to communicate well. Today's guest, his name is Brandon. He is from Master Talk. He is a public speaking and communications coach, and he's here for this exact reason, to teach us how to be better communicators. Brandon, such a pleasure to have you here today. Thank you for joining us on the Think Bigger Real Estate Show.
Justin, the pleasure is absolutely mine. Thanks for having me.
Yes, yes. Let me share just some of my perspective of what I'm seeing, right? From a systemic problem, we are faced with such media overload that people don't read articles, they read headlines, right? They're faced with so much coming at them that they read headlines. And you and I both know that headlines are designed to be the most sensational portion of that article, brought to life in one or two sentences, and is not designed to properly give people the entire information. Yet when they don't have all the information, they don't have the right information or enough information to make great decisions. So today I'm really going to be leaning heavily on you, Brandon, to help us navigate through this at a time when people are misinformed and we have sellers who are not willing to bring their price down, buyers who are not willing to pull the trigger, large in part because they are not dealing with personalized information. They're dealing very much with sound bites and headlines. So this is going to be a great episode. Before we jump into that, tell us a little bit of your background, Brandon. We're excited to get to know you, meet you, give some context as to how you can help us.
Yeah, for sure, Justin. Happy to talk about that. Thanks for having me. So it all started when I was in business school, Justin. I went to college in it, and I thought that I was going to be an executive at a company, not really an entrepreneur. So I started doing these things called case competitions. Think of it like professional sports, but for nerds. So other guys my age, Justin, are playing football or basketball or baseball or some other sport you probably wouldn't see me playing. I was doing professional sports for nerds, which was presentations. And that's how I learned how to speak. But then as I got older, Justin, I started coaching a lot of students in my city on how to communicate ideas. And I got really good at teaching other people the art of communication. And that's what led to the YouTube channel. I started making videos on comms, and one thing led to another. And here we are today.
I love it. Professional sports for nerds. I love it. This is going to be such an exciting episode. Brandon, talk to us quickly. Direct us to where people can find more about you. I know we're streaming live on my YouTube channel as well as many other kind of platforms, but how can people find you before I forget to ask?
Yeah, absolutely, Justin. Happy to. So two ways. The first one is definitely my YouTube channel, which is called Master Talk. So you'll have access to hundreds of free videos on how to speak there. And the second one is I do a free workshop, Justin, over Zoom on communication every 2 weeks. And if you want to jump in on that call, which is absolutely free, it's rockstarcommunicator.com.
I love it. You made it so easy for us. What a great communication. And I honestly believe that, Brandon, is that we have so many people that understand the real estate market at such a deep level, but if they can't make it simple for people to find, if they can't make it simple for people to understand, it really does nobody any good. And I love that you lead by example by making it very easy for us to find you, which should be a great lesson first and foremost for all of us that are in the business of leading through communication, of one thing that we must do is make it very easy for people to access and get the right information. So this concept of communicating with people who are maybe misled or not properly led because they're simply reading sound bites, not news articles. I'd love to hear your perspective on that. Do you see that, as I see it, as a systemic problem throughout our society?
Well, I think for me, Justin, it's really the incentive system that's changed, right? So let's say we take 50, 70 years ago, there used to be 3 news channels, and the goal was really to tell the truth, and people would get paid to tell the truth. That's incentive. But today, media outlets have, or news companies have, entertainment businesses. And the reason is because the fight for competition, for attention, has gotten so fierce that the news can no longer get paid to simply tell the truth. They have to tell stories. Whether those stories are 100% genuine or disingenuine, they do it to make money. So it's not really about right or wrong. It's about how has the incentive over time changed, and how have news outlets and media companies adapted to those changes of reality, the same way we need to adapt with the changing market trends here in real estate.
Fascinating. It would be nice to be able to trust all the news sources that are out there, but you and I both know that that's not possible, because each has their own agenda. So obviously you and I are not going to fix that today. So it's a world that we have to live amongst. And many of the people that we're leading in the real estate industry are very much led by, I wouldn't say half truths. Sometimes it is, but it's not the complete picture. What's a great tip, Brennan, that you can share with us right away when you have people who are holding on very tightly to what they know to be true, yet those of us that are in a position of leadership in that industry know that it's not the whole story, or it's maybe it's not, the story doesn't completely apply to their personalized situation. What's a way to kind of release people or help them to let go of a tightly held reality that may not be totally applicable to them?
Yeah, for sure, Justin. You know, for me, the advice is always the same. And I tell my real estate guys and gals this all the time. It doesn't really matter whether you're a real estate agent, whether you're raising funds for multifamily properties on the investment side, or any of the above. The answer is the same. Focus on yourself. What are some aspects that you can work on that creates a differential? Because I think it's shocking, Justin. There's so many people in the space that can easily make way more money if they just worked on their communication and way more impact, but they don't actually spend the time consciously to work on this. So let's go through a couple of tips here. Communication is like juggling 18 balls at the same time, Justin. And if we try and juggle all of them at the same time, like body language, storytelling, smiling, vocal variety, we're going to be confused. So instead, the key is focus on what I call my easy threes. And I'll share one, and I'm happy to share all three. I just want to, let's do pauses in between. So the first one is called the random word exercise, Justin. Pick a random word. Like trophy case, like master talk, like hairdo, like wall, and create random presentations out of thin air. And the reason this is so effective is because it helps us think on our feet. If we can make sense out of nonsense, we can make sense out of anything. And that's what I would encourage your real estate audience to do every single day for a few times a day.
Interesting. I do believe that more so than in times past, real estate agents have to be good communicators, not just in a one-on-one setting, but oftentimes to get into that one-on-one setting, they need to be very good at presenting to audiences, whether it be a social media audience, whether it be to a small group. That some of the principles that you just shared with us right there will help them to show up better in a one-on-one setting and be able to get more one-on-one settings, right? If you can, as you said, master the presentation of something that makes no sense and turn it into something that does make sense, that the ability to do that will only allow you to be a better presenter in front of a group, which will then give you more opportunities to be in a one-on-one setting. Am I reading that accurate?
You got that 100% accurate, Justin, because when we learn to deal with uncertainty, especially the times that we're entering now, there's a lot more uncertainty. Like last year, houses used to sell like hotcakes, and now we're seeing inventory pick up in multiple states in the U.S. How are we dealing with these changing times? The random word exercise helps us prepare for the worst and deal with the best communication situations we can in the market. So that's number one. Number two is an exercise I teach called question drills. We get asked questions all the time, Justin, at work, at school, from our prospects, from our clients in real estate. But a lot of us are reactive to those questions We're not proactive. We wait for the question to appear. And then when the question appears, we're kind of caught off guard. Whereas my perspective has always been, wait a second, how do we be more proactive to this? I remember a few years ago when I wasn't that great at guesting on podcasts, somebody asked me, Justin, you know, where does the fear of communication come from? And I looked at him and I said, I don't know, man, Los Angeles, San Diego, you tell me. So I don't really know how to answer that question. But then I became more proactive. So what's the advice? The advice is every day for 5 minutes, ask yourself one question that you think the world will ask you about your expertise. One question about your what you're selling, who you're selling for, what your product is. And if you do that every day for a year, Justin, you'll have answered 365 questions about your product, your services, and your expertise, and you'll be unbeatable in real estate.
Well, that's absolutely beautiful advice. Yeah, what would it look like, right? And I think I'm phrasing this question as if you didn't already give the answer, but just to give some context to that, what would it be like to really be a master of communication? How would your daily activities look different? I think you gave us a great clue there, is you'd really be seeking out rather than reactively waiting for people to hot seat you and make you uncomfortable of why not lead? And I'm a strong believer that those that are in sales professions are the best when they are leading. It's really a leadership role. When done at its finest, in its finest fashion, you're really leading people to help them discover what it is that they need out of life, business, or a situation, and then guiding them to make the best decision for themselves. That's where sales really takes on a very altruistic, a very noble position in our society. Is you're just helping to lead people. Again, it's very much a leadership role, and it's hard to lead when you aren't practicing leading, right? And what you just shared with us right there of actually being intentional at being able to lead people, that when they ask a question, you've thought that before. I think about my family and I just got back from a vacation, and we actually had some friends join up with us, and they had been to this particular spot before. And I'll tell you what, we learned in a hurry how much we'd been missing out on because we didn't have all the information. That when somebody was there to lead us to say, hey, you're going to like this. Hey, you're not going to like that. Hey, we should go over here. We should eat here. It was amazing how much better of an experience it was. And when you cannot haphazardly show up to lead clients when you haven't actually been there before and actually show up having led, but because you've actually been there before, as you described, right, where you actually think through what they could be asking, what could they need, and actually think through that. Boy, what a way to really position yourself as being a great leader and being prepared to truly lead people, right? Which is fantastic. Please keep going. Share with us your other tips. This is so beneficial.
And I completely agree with everything you shared, Justin. It's really about how do you bring that leadership so that we can help our clients make better decisions for themselves. I think that's really well said. In terms of the third tip that I would give, so simple, Justin, nobody does this. Make a list of all your existing and past clients and ask yourself a simple question. When was the last time you sent them a video message? Just to say, hey, Justin, thinking about you. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Thanks again for working with us this year. It was super fun getting to know you, your family, and everyone else in your community. Hope you're having a wonderful day. If you just send these video messages for fun, when it's their birthday, when it's something special is happening in their life, or just in general to show appreciation, that's the best way to get business. And the reason is because 10% of those people always will say, you know what, Brendan? I'm so glad I got your video message. I totally forgot to introduce you to one of my VP friends that you should have lunch with. Boom, new client the next day. That's really the key, is we need to practice the idea of outbound. You need to get after the business instead of waiting for the business to happen for us. That means sending those video messages, getting in touch with the people around us so that we can get the results. And those are the three things, right? You asked it so well, Justin, that the awesome question you did, what differentiates the best in real estate than everyone else from a communication perspective? And the answer is consistency. It's not rocket science to do the random word exercise, to do the question drill, to do the video message. All it takes is 50 minutes total a day to do all three. But the problem is nobody's booking time in their calendar right now to do any of those things. And that's why the people who do ultimately win.
You really show up at a severe disadvantage in any setting if you, number one, haven't thought through what might come up and how do I help them solve that and be prepared for that in advance. And number two, where you haven't actually paid the price to be in a relationship where you can influence people, right? Where you've actually paid the price to stay in contact with people, as you described, in a very personal way, a personal video. Amazing. Number one, how much people are endeared to you, feel obligated to you, and want to be led by you, right? You can be a great leader, but if nobody wants to follow you, then you're probably not a great leader, right? Another thing that came to mind as you were saying that, Brendan, was that we can practice this stuff in our head all day long, but until you actually go do the reps of communicating, even before you're great, like Brendan's great, you'll never actually get there. Like, repetitions are such a part of getting mastery over anything. And if we're wanting to master communication, it's really hard to get good at it when you're having a couple conversations a day, right? But when you're having conversations all day long, you're just going to get better, especially when you can overlay that with a deep sense of intentionality of what did I learn from that past conversation? How can I be prepared for the next conversation? When you start to overlay that on top of repetitions, you're just going to get better than anybody else out there. People are going to be want to be led by you. I heard read a quote this past week. I was at a fantastic event, and it said, in times of uncertainty, people look to be led by those that are certain. And it's hard to be really certain when you're not that confident, when you're not that good, when you haven't paid the price, whether in relationships and in just doing enough reps that you're actually good at it, right? It just takes time and effort and consistency, as you described, Brendan. So I loved that point.
Absolutely, Justin. And your point is so valid. I completely agree. It's the whole idea that when you bleed more in practice, you bleed less in the roar, right? And a war is about to hit us, right? From a recession perspective, the markets are changing really quickly. So if we take advantage and be the athlete that gets the head start, we will get the rewards that come with it. Except a lot of us just sit in our feet and we wait for the tsunami to hit instead of just going, okay, what can I do? And I can give you a couple of easy things to do. This is what a lot of my real estate CEOs do with their employees is every time they start a meeting, Justin, they start with the random word exercise. Hey guys, we're all just going to do the random word exercise. Or before they start a meeting, hey everyone, pull out your phones before we start today's meeting and just send a video message to your favorite client wishing them a wonderful day. Those are the things that really integrate with a lot of what we're teaching, Justin, easily and seamlessly into an organization structure. And then when we start to do that, that's when we really start to see the ROI of not just listening to this podcast, but also implementing a lot of the action steps that we're recommending here.
Brendan, you and I think a lot alike. One of the major transitions we've made in the coaching space at Think Bigger Real Estate is that we've found that we can give people ideas all day long. But as soon as they leave our idea session, they get thrown back into a full inbox, a full voicemail box, a full text message thread, series of threads, and they quickly lose the idea and the ambition to want to implement it. They get in defense mode, where they're simply on everyone else's errand who had reached out to them. So what we've implemented are workshop times, where whether in a small group or individual settings, we're working directly with people to get the work done while we're together. Instead of leaving with a to-do list, you're leaving with a done list. And I love what you're talking about here. As a leader, we ought not just be an idea session. We ought to actually have integrated into our practices the activities that will actually lead us and lead our people to having work done, not work to do. It's a great idea you've implemented there that you've shared. I want to just make a quick plug for anybody here that's listening on the podcast and is not yet a member of the Successful Real Estate Agents Facebook group. Let me just let you know that there are some opportunities that you're missing out on. One of the things is what I call your referral score. So what we've done is we've created a diagnostic tool that allows you to go in and identify how much untapped commissions are sitting on the table waiting for you. It's a 90-second exercise for you. We then go deep to personalize a report that gives you the ability to identify how big are those opportunities, number one, and number two, what's the very first thing you should do to capitalize on those opportunities. So anyway, great stuff there. Brendan, I've got one more question for you that I want to share with you before we wrap up, that I want to ask you. You are a big thinker. Again, you coach and train some of the top minds in business about communication. What is it that Brendan does to continue to be a big thinker? Since you're on the Think Bigger Real Estate show, you're going to get this one. What is it that Brendan does to continue to expand your possibilities, to continue to grow? What does that look like for you?
Absolutely, Justin. I love that question. You know, for me, what I would say from the perspective of communication is to always have a bigger vision for our communication skills, not just our life. Because a lot of us have goals with our health, our relationships, our businesses, but very few of us have goals with our communication skills. So allow me to introduce a question to help us think bigger that helps me think bigger all the time. How would your life change if you were an exceptional communicator? Or better, how would the world change if you were an exceptional communicator? These are the questions that help create an expansive mindset around communication specifically, because a lot of us, we attach it to fear, to anxiety, and that's really the magic of this question, because communication is so much more than just getting an extra sale, selling an extra home, raising a few more dollars for multifamily homes. It's the way we talk to our families. It's the way that we make new friends. It's the way that we lead a more fulfilling life. And once we realize, Justin, that communication is about leading a more fulfilling life, then we'll definitely take it more seriously. Hmm.
Brendan, you did not disappoint today. It's no wonder you lead Master Talk. I want to thank you so much for your time, for committing of your precious resource and sharing in your skill of being a masterful communicator and helping us to better do that today. Thank you so much for being here. And for everybody that's tuning in today, my final request is this: go think bigger. Brendan, appreciate you so much. Thanks for helping us do that today. Look forward to continuing to collaborate together.
Likewise.
If you enjoyed this episode, then I have a very special invitation for you. I have created a private Facebook community called Successful Real Estate Agents, where the focus is going beyond success, having both a successful business and a significant life. If you're not yet a member, go sign up now.